And now this is a dictation for Lois, L-O-U-I-S-E, Priest, P-S in Paul, R-I-E-S-T, March 947, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow-up for Lois, who has advanced renal failure, probably from hypertensive nephrosclerosis, last visit in July. Is my understanding he was attending a wrestling match of her boys' school, did have near syncope, evaluated in the emergency room, no gross arrhythmia or heart attack, did follow with cardiology, they did a stress testing echo, it shows abnormalities, anterior wall, an area of fixed defect, and as well as peri ischemic changes. During a stress test, ejection fraction 52, echo, however, low in the 30s. Does have also severe mitral and tricuspid valve disease. Dr. Kreposhman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Is advising to do cardiac cath procedures. This afternoon, they are going to discuss any further. Lois came very concerned about anesthesia procedures, exposure to IV contrast. She denies having any chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, orthopnea PND, denies upper or lower gastrointestinal symptoms, making good amount of urine, no major edema. Present medications include beta blockers, Norvasc, bicarbonate. I review records from the emergency room, as well as the stress testing echo. Holter monitor. Next paragraph, pressing weight 160.78. This is on the left-sided, lungs are clear, there is frequent premature beats, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no edema, very pleasant but presently anxious, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 2.7, previously in the lower threes, representing a GFR 17 stage 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, stable anemia around 11.7, mild degree of low platelets, which is relatively new. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. From the renal standpoint, stable, stage 4, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis, small kidneys, 8.6 bilateral without obstruction or urinary retention, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure presently not well controlled, but she complains of feeling anxious about procedures and potential complications, above cardiovascular abnormalities. She asked if she is at risk for IV contrast-induced renal failure, and given the low level of GFR, probably in a permanent invasive dialysis. We never stop doing appropriate procedures for the heart because of renal failure, as the alternative of myocardial infarction, sudden death, severe disability, etc., are overriding any potential need for dialysis. She needs to discuss with Dr. Kreposman what procedure do they expect. She understands that based on the cardiac cath, decision will be made if they can do cardiology procedures versus she needs a more extensive open heart surgery with its own risk, anesthesia, surgery, stroke, heart attack, and others, as well as renal failure dialysis. She needs to discuss also with cardiology about the valve abnormalities. She needs to talk to husband and family. I will not oppose procedures. Renal failure dialysis being the least of the potential bad outcomes. I spend a long time discussing this with the patient, end of dictation.